Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
city
state
council.
Again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, the Flint water crisis was the first order of business in Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address last night. He apologized to the residents of Flint and then said he would release all of his emails related to the crisis. And he also asked the legislature to approve $28 million for Flint to help with the short-term and long-term issues with the Flint water crisis. So, Jack, do you think all of this is going to ease the outrage we've been seeing on this issue?
Well, it certainly won't go away. We don't know for sure if the legislature will approve all of this, although it seems likely that they will. We don't know how severe the effect of the brain damage to the children who are lead poisoning is going to be. There is the whole issue about what the governor knew and when he knew it and why weren't actions taken earlier. The attorney general, who is very ambitious to run for governor, has launched an investigation. And people are going to be centering, I think, on the fact that the governor took no action for a long, long time. This is not going to end anytime soon.
During his speech, Governor Rick Snyder tried to lay out his timeline of what he knew and when, and he talked a lot about the Department of Environmental Quality's role in the crisis, how the DEQ kept saying the water quality was fine despite lots of signs and studies that it wasn't. And the DEQ also seemed to cover up the issue by dropping two of the highest lead samples in a report, and that report eventually showed that Flint's water was fine when it wasn't. Snyder says there will be new leadership in the DEQ and he'll hold individuals accountable. But what do you think that will look like?
We don't know what that will look like. There's an interim director there now. What we don't know is why the governor just seems so lethargic to begin with. Indeed, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people raising questions about the DEQ, including the federal EPA. And the governor seemed curiously deaf to all of this and didn't seem to ask for any answers until, you know, it was really thrown in his face at the end of December. So is the DEQ going to have more oversight? Are there going to be procedures in place for accountability and transparency? A lot of questions yet to be answered.
There were other things that Governor Rick Snyder talked about in his State of the State address last night. He talked about infrastructure needing to be improved and Detroit public schools. Was there anything else in the State of the State address that stuck out to you?
He's got a couple additional problems. One is that you have a legislature dominated by Tea Party interests, people who don't really want to raise taxes for anything. It's also an election year. Republicans are petrified that this will cause them to lose control of the state House of Representatives. They don't know what to do about that. There's a real question about how effective Governor Snyder can be for the last 3 years of his term. And one top Republican strategist said yesterday that they had just sort of handed Democrats an issue on a silver platter. It may sound harsh to make this about a partisan consideration, but partisan considerations are at the root of everything. And I really don't think the Republican majority has any idea what to do or how to do it.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure.